Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Peace. It's great to see all of you gathered here this morning, a rainy Sunday morning, but we're safe. We're no leaks in the roof here in this place. I'm going to start off with a question this morning. Do you always listen to what your mother asks you to do? Does everyone do that? When your mother has a request, you always obey and follow what she asks? Wally? Yeah? Well, today we're going to find out how that works with Jesus. Jesus has a request from his mother at the wedding at Cana. Jesus obeyed his mother. And what we know is when he obeyed his mother and took care of the problem there at the wedding, it became the first of his many miracles recorded in John's gospel. We're going to take a look at that this morning. It's an opportunity for us to party and celebrate. That's what happens in John chapter 2. It's a party and celebration. It always is when Jesus is in our midst here at Peace. We do have some announcements to share with the congregation before we begin. The first is that, well, Todd's up there. I'll let him share about the congregational meeting. But we want to give some recognition to a VIP in our midst here this morning. Maybe you saw in the Saturday morning paper, George Abel was first citizen of Corvallis. Congratulations, George. That is a big award, and George just walks around, I don't know how I won it. I don't know what I did. He's very humble and very thankful for his presence in the community at large. So be sure to check in with him about that and offer congratulations. And next week, we are going to have a seminar put on by Compassion Ministry in our fellowship hall. You heard about it last week when Mike was here. If you would like to attend, we do want to get a count on that. Let me just get a quick hand count. Who is planning on attending that next Saturday from 9 to 2? Just get a few people. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Great. 5. If you didn't want to raise your hand, come talk to me and tell me as well, because we're going to make sure our food orders are just right for Mike coming. We're very thankful for that opportunity coming next week. Other items to share, I'll pass it along to Kay.
Next week is a really special day, and we hope you'll all come. We're celebrating during fellowship the Lucky Family's new baby. It's going to be a baby boy, and they are registered at Target and the Kid Shop. And we're going to have a full potluck. The only thing we don't need you to bring is dessert, because we're going to have a cake. So if everyone could bring either a main dish, a salad, or main dish or salad, that'd be great. And so we invite you all to come. It's during fellowship. Thanks.
Todd?
Immediately after church, and I mean immediately after church, I want everybody in the fellowship hall, because we're going to start the meeting pretty much the moment I walk in the door, because we have a basketball game this afternoon that people need to get to, and we want to get people there. Your motivation to stay is going to be that, if you remember, we were selling pies, and if we sold enough pies, Pastor Jeremy and I would take a pie. Unfortunately, we only sold 34 pies, so I... No, has that number changed?
Totally not true.
Okay.
We are above 40.
So immediately after the meeting, there will be a little pie demonstration for Pastor and I. Okay. So you have to stay for the meeting if you want to see the pies. Thanks.
And then I just have a quick thing here. Pastor Lucky goes on paternity leave, we are going to redo his office so that it is a little more modern, a little more welcoming, and a little more efficient for him, a little more space in there. So I'm going to need people to help with demolition and with the renovation. It shouldn't take very long. We have 2 weeks to do it. The plan has been approved, and we will have absolutely everything we need here on the day we actually rebuild it. So right now, I'm looking for demo, and everything's coming out of the room, including the floor. So come see me or Brian if you'd like to help with that. And it should, honestly, it really shouldn't take very long to get everything out of there. Thanks.
Okay. OSU ladies, the game starts at 2, so we're going to be efficient here this morning and move things forward. Yep, we are.